Off with all of the trappings of civilization so that all may see. God, how I love to kill. Ha! Ha!
Ha! Aren't you glad we asked to see this?
What for? It's all propaganda.
Oh, come on, don't you remember how the case got started?
Oh no, you can't get your cornucopia yet. You have to use your wreath power makeup.
Wreath power makeup!
Excuse us, ma'am.
Oh yeah, this is really ripping now.
Oh, Billy.
Take that, you evil queen winder of the Under Kingdom. Ah!
We need to see the manager of this business.
Miss St. Kilda?
Oh, Holly, not now. Just rent them a lane. I'm almost up to summer level.
We need to see the patrol leader.
Go, you little...
The patrol leader, go. Billy.
Whoops.
Now I got you, Harvest.
I'm sorry. St. Kilda and Violet, Soul Patrol.
Jackson Morgan, God Squad.
The God Squad? What's that?
Could we meet in your office, ma'am?
The God Squad performs many duties other than reporting to the Almighty. Among them is the responsibility for checking up on every single plea, prayer, or curse to God.
Oh yeah, I know. And there's only two of you.
Well, no, ma'am. There's actually thousands of us in the greater Los Angeles region alone.
Oh.
We've got a male, a mercenary, who's responsible for over 100 homicides and other murders. While that's not unusual, his confessions are.
We think we may have a wild one here. We can't determine if the suspect is under anyone's jurisdiction. He could be completely unaccountable.
Which would explain his actions.
Well, what could we do?
Wouldn't he be listed with the registrar's office?
Well, that's true, Lieutenant. But we're not talking about his existence here.
It's his pleas that we've been investigating.
And they are?
He's killing in the name of God.
After being briefed by the members of God Squad, Lieutenant Violet and I reviewed the entire case history. This is when Holly informed me of the code.
Yes, that was 316.7. Invoking, acting upon, and or utilizing the name of God for thoughts or deeds not directly approved or sanctioned by the Almighty is punishable under Heavenly Order Code for a recommended period of not less than 2 reincarnations, up to a maximum of 6.
It was a major offence, and easily fell within our mandate, to help save his soul. And courtesy of one brilliant suggestion.
Thank you.
We found the way to lure him in. We placed an ad in Fortunate Soldier magazine. It was geared toward one person, and we got him.
For hire, highly qualified mercenary needed, for sensitive affair. Total resolve a plus.
Total resolve a plus.
Knowledge of all modern weaponry, martial arts, other options, and the will to use them required.
Top dollar.
Deposit
offered
for
full background check for both parties. Yeah, this sounds perfect for me.
Welcome.
Hello.
Could we take your jacket? No? Oh, okay.
Billy, how about you helping me move these chairs for our meeting?
Yes, of course.
Why don't you move my chair over there?
As Billy and Holly tried to make things comfortable for Percy, they did not notice Karma stopping to take a good look at Percy. Percy did not like being scrutinized, even by a dog. Percy pulled down his aviator sunglasses just a bit to reveal his pitch-black eyes to Karma. Mission accomplished, Percy pushed his sunglasses back up into position. Percy seemed a lot less muscular than Billy or Holly thought. He also seemed less handsome and surprisingly lacking in confidence. he read a whole lot different in person. Billy and Holly had been forewarned that Percy would never remove his sunglasses nor take off his jacket, for underneath he was packing some major heat. Percy distrusted this current situation more and more. It was not turning out like his other jobs. He tried to sit there like a block of granite, indestructible and impervious to any human emotion. For, in his line of work, one should appear to be invincible.
Would you like a scone? They're rather good today.
Are they?
Yes, picked them up myself this morning. Couldn't be fresher.
Would you like one?
No.
Oh. So, how was your trip?
That is my business.
Do you like Los Angeles?
I don't think anything of it.
Oh, a native at heart.
I'm not from around here.
Well, your accent says that.
Where would you place it?
Germany? Austria, maybe?
Look, we are not here to discuss my place of birth.
Oh, yes, but we are. You see, Mr. Wackenhut, we need to get to know one another first.
Well, if it's for the money you were talking about.
Yes, and there may even be a bonus.
Yes, that's right. Now, about the job.
Would you like some more coffee?
Oh, yes.
No.
You really should try the tea. Delphine brought it all the way back from the Himalayas.
Did she?
Yes, and at considerable personal expense.
Really?
Yes. She told me that even
though... Look, ladies, I do not have time for tea parties.
We take it that you're familiar with the RX-9659.
Why, yes.
And perhaps the Tundra.
You know, you two really had me going there. So what's the job? Need someone or someone's neutralized?
No.
A major hit, then. Anything's possible.
No, Mr. Percy, that's not it either.
My name is Mr. Wackenhut. What's this job about?
Mr. Percy, this is the job.
What?
We just want to talk with you. Have a chat.
If you think you're going to get any information out of me, then
we
think...
We don't want any information. We just want to find out about your feelings.
That's right.
No, no. I have no time for your probing or documentations. I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm going to have to refuse your offer.
What's the matter, Mr. Percy? You're not scared, are you?
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.